Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 27th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. Today is National Bingo Day. Bingo, which originated in Italy, is descended from the Italian National Lottery, played since 1530. It was then popularized by New York's toy salesman, Edwin Lowe, who discovered the game at a fair in Jacksonville, Georgia in 1929. Lowe recreated the game for friends, naming it Bino, until one day a friend excitedly shouted Bingo. A similar version, Housey Housey, was also played in the UK. The National Bingo game, using 90 numbers, links between 120 and 180 clubs. Over 3 million people in the UK play bingo regularly. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. Other than that, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and wind of 5 to 7 mile per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m. and it will be partly cloudy with a low around 61. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 10:15 a.m. with a high tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 79 and northwest wind of 6 to 8 mile per hour. Saturday has a chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. with a high near 79. Showers are expected Saturday night as well, with a low around 70. Showers are expected Sunday with a high near 85. And Monday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 78. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Cape Cod town of Dennis is taking action to curb dangerous conduct at its beaches this 4th of July. The town has imposed a parking ban prohibiting the sale of daily parking passes at Mayflower, Chapin, and Bayview beaches. Only vehicles with a valid 2024 beach sticker will be allowed. Additionally, parking in nearby neighborhoods or businesses is banned, with violators facing tickets or towing. Dennis Police Chief John Brady cited a dramatic increase in unsafe activities, such as fighting, vandalism, and binge drinking. The goal is to ensure a safe, enjoyable holiday for all beachgoers. Now on to sports. NBC has convinced legendary broadcaster Al Michaels to embrace an artificial intelligence version of his voice for Olympics coverage. This AI voice will narrate daily recaps of the summer event on Peacock. Initially skeptical, Michaels was astonished by the technology, noting it was almost perfect. Known for his iconic calls in sports history, from Super Bowls to the 1980 Olympics, Michaels' voice is both his livelihood and legacy. NBC trained the AI on his past appearances, ensuring it captures his unique delivery and intonations. Michael sees this as a way to stay connected to the Olympic Games. In local sports, the Red Sox game against the Blue Jays was postponed due to rain. And tonight, The socks are off as they await the arrival of the Padres for a 3-game series. Game one is Friday night, with Pivetta facing Vasquez. In top news, Crescent Regional Hospital in Lancaster, Texas, has become the first in the United States to use holograms for doctor-patient visits. The hospital has installed a HoloBox, a 3-dimensional system created by Dutch company HoloConnex. This system projects a life-sized hologram of a doctor, allowing real-time consultations with patients, even those 30 miles away. According to HoloConnex, the display is 86 inches tall and only requires electricity and internet. The box features anti-glare glass, a transparent LCD screen, high-fidelity speakers, and a multi-touch operating system, enhancing the overall experience. In business news, Amazon plans to introduce a discount section on its site, featuring cheap items shipped directly from warehouses in China. According to the information, this move targets the growing popularity of bargain sites like Temu and Shein. The new marketplace will offer unbranded fashion, home goods, and daily necessities, with delivery times between 9 and 11 days. Sellers can set their own product selection and pricing, producing in small batches to test demand. An Amazon spokesperson stated, "We are always exploring new ways to work with our selling partners to delight our customers with more selection, lower prices, and greater convenience." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $61,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,300. And Solana is $137. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft on its first crewed flight has left two NASA astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, in limbo on the International Space Station. Initially an 8-day mission, the astronauts launched on June 5th, but are now expected to return in July due to technical glitches. Despite issues like helium leaks and thruster failures, NASA assures that Starliner can safely return in an emergency. The spacecraft is certified to dock for 45 days, but various systems might extend its stay up to 72 days. NASA is closely monitoring the situation, prioritizing safety and mission management. And in entertainment news, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA is celebrating its 40th anniversary, and it's back on the charts. The Boss and the E Street Band are scheduled to perform at Citizens Bank Park in August. Despite a brief break due to vocal issues, they have been touring Europe. Springsteen will make up for rescheduled shows in South Philadelphia on August 21st and 23rd. His album has re-entered the UK chart at number 56, and sales are also up in the United States. The European tour wraps up at Wembley Stadium on July 27th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Boss, Bruce Springsteen. And he said, "Work creates an enormous sense of self, and I saw that in my mother. She was an enormous, towering figure to me in the best possible way. I picked up a lot of things from her in the way that I work." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.